1380 KCIM Sports presents KCIM Sports Rewind. A look back at the week in high school sports, brought to you by St. Anthony Rehab Services. Here's sports director Jeff Blankman, John Ryan, and Jeff Honnold.
Yep, we're talking a little summertime baseball today on KCIM Sports Rewind. Guys, we got some people here with the Carroll Merchants, some very important representatives of the Carroll Merchants here today. We're bringing in the big hitters today.
It's a good thing. I think you still got our mic off, right?
Jeff Blankman, sports director, Jeff Honnold, John Ryan along with you. And we got in studio with us. We're going to be talking about the Carroll Merchants, John Perrin and G-Man Chris Whitaker here. First of all, guys, getting excited for another season of Merchants baseball here.
You bet, John. Thanks for having us in this morning. You know, home opener May 31st.
We're going to need to bring that a little bit closer to you when you guys talk.
Get into the mic, guys.
Yeah, home opener May 31st down at Merchants Park with the Storm Lake Whitecaps. We're looking forward to it.
The
Whitecaps. That's kind of the new rival in the Pioneer League. So.
Yeah, it is, definitely. So that everything's coming together quickly, isn't it? What's happening right now with the Merchants?
Well, you know, we're working on getting our game sponsors. Booster Club memberships are out there for sale for those that, you know, want to come out and go to the games. There's two 20-game punch cards, a couple Merchants T-shirts for the low price of $100. We're also doing kind of a new thing this year, our Take Me Out to Merchants Park package. Really kind of a group outing, 75 tickets, two punch cards for the season for $400. That's kind of that company outing or maybe a family get-together. Just always a fun time down at Merchants Park.
Always a great time down there. And by the way, if anybody's got a question about Merchants, we're live streaming right now on the KCIM Facebook page and the Johnston Communications page. So ask us a question there. Let us know that you're listening. And if you got a question about the booster or the Merchants, rather, give us a shot there.
My wife just did the Booster Club again. We really enjoy it. What a great product that is. You can give that to somebody to come out, kind of get them interested. Just a great way to get people into the ballpark.
Yeah, the attendance has been fantastic first couple of years, hasn't it?
You bet. You know, our average attendance is about 375 a game, which is, you know, up every year. It's outstanding, the support and the fan base in the community.
Talk about what you guys are needing right now. I mean, housing sounds pretty good right now, doesn't it, John?
Well, it's going well. One of the keys to housing, this year we've expanded our group of volunteers to help us out. We created something called the Carroll Merchants Baseball Club, and it's a group, small group of volunteers that they focus completely on the season. Two of those members, Zoe Ruckte and Jen Malik, have stepped up and have taken over housing, which is a huge relief for me. But
that was kind of the big deal the first couple of years was finding that housing.
Absolutely. And housing is not only so important to actually making the season work, you got to have a place for the kids to live, but housing really, it's not an understatement to say it's what makes and propels the Merchants. Every year we bring in 25 kids, sometimes from all over the country. This year we have a young man who is from Hawaii that's going to school in the Midwest and is going to play summer baseball in Carroll, Iowa. So for 2 months we get a chance to share what we is special about Carroll with this young man and the host family that he stays with, that he'll take with him forever.
Well, and it's going to be nice for a Hawaii kid to actually feel some humidity then for the summertime.
Yeah. They don't know humidity. That's right.
Not the way we know humidity anyway. So that is really fantastic. How is the roster coming right now?
So our new coach this year is Cody Williams, which is a familiar name. Cody is a Kemper grad, currently an assistant at Mount Mercy. He'll be our head coach this year, and his assistant coach will be Trey Mullenberg, who is another familiar name. Trey was on the roster the first year the Merchants had a full season. He's an assistant at Ellsworth Community College. So between those two, they're building a roster. Every year it gets trickier because more and more kids go to different places. The hardest thing for any of these coaches to do is find pitchers, but we're well over halfway of our roster set and hopefully signing people every single day. We're even getting help from former players and former coaches who are reaching out to Cody and saying, hey, you know, this is a great thing, and So it really is a networking thing that happens.
By the way, your Cincinnati Reds are looking for pitching too, right? Aren't they?
Yes, they are. And maybe the merchants can
after
send
us
a little help. Yes,
after
absolutely. But and we are going to be talking with all the merchants players eventually here on the radio, so people will get an opportunity to meet them there. Guys, any changes with how the schedule is working this year?
We have added a new team to the Pioneer League, the Fort Dodge Gypsum Miners. Going to be a new team in the league, so that's always fun. You know, another one of those historic ballparks with a lot of history in Fort Dodge. And then, you know, going to play Albert Lee, Bancroft, the White Caps up in Storm Lake.
I do understand that the team up in Fort Dodge actually has the old scoreboard where they write in the scores by chalk.
Gypsum. Gypsum.
And Chris, there's a change in how they're going to play the hours of the games during the regular season.
That's right. Monday through Saturday games all start at 6:35, and then Sunday still at 4:05. The Monday through Thursday games are 7-inning games, just to kind of shorten that up, save some arms, get folks, you know, home and back to work the next day after.
Well, I was going to say, allow the little kids to maybe be able to stay almost all the way through the game, too. Yeah.
Now, you guys are also going to start to try to live stream all the ball games as well. So fan participation and attendance has been great, but this is going to even be better.
Absolutely. We've really, last year we started, and again, it's like anything else, it takes a group of people. But this year we're really focusing on live streaming every single home game as well as every single away game. And the away games make me a little nervous because we don't know.
Wi-Fi dependent.
Right. So we're not sure what's going to happen there. But this year, the Athletic Association has hired an intern, a gentleman from BV, who has got a strong media background that we really hope we can leverage that to increase the awareness of the merchants, not only with you guys here at the radio station, but also live streaming, podcasts and things like that.
Now, also, you guys are teaming up with Johnston Communications, our friends back here tucked away in the corner. That's what we call them, our friends in the corner. They're going to be helping you guys out this year, right?
Yeah, I reached out the other day. You know, it's one of those light bulb moments going, live stream Johnston.
That's a unique feeling.
I know. It took a lot of thought for me. But we've started discussing on ways of making it work and maybe using the same type of equipment here. And I just broke it to John before we walked in here, so that's why you got that deer in the headlight look. But we're looking to see different camera angles, all kinds of different things here. So we're beginning to figure out how we're going to do it, but the nice thing is I think it can be portable and on the road, and we can have a lot of fun with it.
I tell you what, people I know talk about the great atmosphere at the ballpark. You guys have really done a nice job. The city has done a nice job with that ballpark. Is that kind of the reason it drives a lot of the attendance, or is it the great baseball on the field?
You know, John, it's always fun when those guys come into Carroll. They go down to Merchants Park, and they walk in, and they look at that field, and they're just like, wow. Mm-hmm. This place is amazing, and it is amazing. There's something special about Merchants Park. You know, John and I talk about it. Barry Bruner has sung that song for years about how great Merchants Park is. The atmosphere, you know, we've got some great activities with the fans. Culver's is going to do their cone zone again. And then kind of a new thing, our friends out at Pit Stop Auto Wash are going to sponsor the dirtiest car in the lot contest. So whoever's got the dirty, no white Dodges there, Jeff. But whoever's got the dirty car is going to get a free car wash from Pit Stop Auto Wash. So
tell you what, that's what makes going out the ball game a lot of fun. Just different things like that. Let's talk about the roster. How put together is it? Is it finalized? Are we anywhere close to that right now?
Well, as of right now, we have 15 players. We typically kind of shoot for 25, with the last signees about this time being pitchers. College coaches are very protective of their pitchers, and that's the reason why they're usually the late signers. And then even the ones we do sign, they usually have pitch counts and restrictions put on them. So as I was mentioning before, I actually was speaking with the first year coach last night, who called me, Zach Larkin. And Zach is aware of the merchants. He said he's proud to have it on his resume as he continues to move up. But he's reaching out to this year's coach with some leads on some arms and some other players. So it really is a process that kind of builds on itself every year. So
my nephew plays at Neosho, which is in the Kansas League. I get to watch now when they're playing this afternoon. I get to see, like, the kids from Fort Hays. So a lot of the kids from the former rosters are on that. So it's neat to make those contacts, too, where you get to see those kids and they're continuing to play. And, you know, I know it's hard for them to come back twice, but a lot of times you see those kids out there. And you just remember the fun conversations with them.
One of the things that is so amazing to me, talking about players and host families, is that every year there is a handful of host families that you'll find out after the kid goes back that next season for them, whether they're in Kansas or Tennessee or wherever they're playing, the host family will make a trip to go watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
They've created that kind of a bond with them. So.
Yeah, our general manager, Kim Hackett, they've hosted Corley Reynolds last year. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? She gets a phone call from Corley's dad saying, hey, we got another Reynolds coming to Carroll this summertime, and they're planning several trips.
Frederick. Franklin, right?
Frederick.
Yeah. He played the one game last year, yeah.
Yeah, so they're super excited about that. And that's the thing. You guys have built up a nice roster of the housing and things like that. And those guys were terrific. They came by with the cowbells, which I thought, oh, man, that's going to be annoying. It actually is not. It added a lot to the ball game.
Oh, it's a little annoying.
Yeah, it's a little annoying, yeah.
But fun.
So, guys, who are all kind of the committee members, though, if anybody needs to contact you guys about, you know, sponsoring, about housing, about any of that stuff, who are the people that they can reach out to?
Okay,
besides probably you two guys.
Well, yeah, that's so housing. It's really best if you talk to Zoe or Jen. Their information is on all our social media sites, but you can email Zoe at zarukti@hotmail.com, and Jen Malik is jenmalik12@gmail.com. Any questions about housing? Those two ladies are doing an awesome job with that.
But, you know, the rest of the group, the Carroll Athletic Association, again, John and myself, Barry Bruner, Jim Gredeman, Jim Gossett, Jim Owen, Ed Lawler, Matt Lujano, Paul Milligan, Maureen Beck.
I don't know any of those people.
I hope I didn't leave anybody out. But, I mean, it's a lot of work by that group and a lot of others, too. So, and a bunch of great partners. You guys at the radio station are really awesome promoting the merchants and broadcasts and bringing them in. And the community and the business support. We just couldn't do it without everybody.
Let's talk about the Booster Club again. What's that going to do, and what are people going to be involved in with that?
The Booster Club, again, is a $100 package. It's really, and like John says, it's a $240 value. I sound like an infomercial there, but it's two 20-game punch cards and then two merchants T-shirts. So get you into every game for two people. And you can show your support for the merchants with that new shirt. So,
all right. So that how do people go about getting signed up for that?
They can print it off of our social media page and mail it to me. They can go down to the chamber or see any one of those people that I mentioned before, and they'll be glad to sign you up. So,
all right. So if you leave that with us, we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. So, Jeff, I know that we had a great time last year. We talked to the Meet the Merchants and all of that. It was fun to find out the stories that the kids bring to town.
Absolutely. And looking forward to doing that again this season. And it'll be fun catching up with Cody. I haven't had a chance to catch up with Cody for a couple of years. Saw him play once or twice through his college career, but haven't had a chance to catch up with him and chat with him. So it'll be fun getting to do that again this year.
I think one thing John understated was with the embedded intern he's going to have. One of the things that they brought up was he sat in a dugout during a rainout and found out whether the gentleman ate how many bananas a game.
So one of the players, there was a pile of fruit peelings around him, and they said, well, yeah, he eats 8 bananas a day, 4 apples, and like 3 something else. And it's like, if you have the time, there's some pretty interesting characters that you show
so
up in Carroll.
So we want to get those on the streams as well, so people understand. Not only they're shy when they come here the first time, they loosen up as the year goes on, and we usually have a lot of fun on the broadcast. But those are the kinds of stories we want to get out there. Somebody's eating 8 bananas a day. We want to know why. You know, last year we found out one of the guys worked out by himself. He ran I can't remember 20 sprints up and down the steps. Just fun little facts like that that these kids do
that
make them better.
That
he said it was fun.
Only a young guy can do 8 bananas a day, I'm telling
That's
you.
Right. So. I asked him why. He said it was the only way he stayed fast.
So looking forward to it. When is opening day, Chris?
May 31st against the Storm Lake Whitecaps, Friday night.
Do we have a heater set up for us?
So. Yeah,
we don't need it.
Always a little interesting in that first
it's
part.
It's
going to
be a great night at Merchants Park.
So again,
I take your word for it. You've never
sunny
lied
and
to me.
Sunny and 75.
You've never lied to me before.
Look for the live streams, of course. Again, look for the Meet the Merchants coming up on our KCIM Facebook page as well and on our website. So Booster Club memberships are taken available. How about individual game tickets or anything like this, season tickets, anything else? Where can they get a hold of those again?
You know, they can go down to the chamber, contact any of us. Single, you know, if you just want a punch card, 20 games, $50. Admission to the games, you just want to go to one game, is still $5. 12 and under are free. So it's cheap entertainment.
It is super cheap entertainment for a great product. Guys, thanks so much for all the work you guys
thank
do
you.
With the merchants.
Thanks,
and we look
guys.
Forward to kind of having the merchants around all summer long once again. So, again, we'll get some of those things put up there. We'll get a schedule put up for you online. We'll get the Booster Club form put up for you online. We'll have all that at 1380 KCIM on our Facebook page.
As the athletes at your house prepare for hard work and fun of the season, remember that St. Anthony Rehab Services provides physical therapy for any sports injury that may sideline your member of the team. Sports injuries can plague kids of all ages and keep them from playing the sport they love. Athletes will be under the direct supervision of a certified and licensed healthcare professional in the newly renovated sports performance facility. If an injury is keeping your athlete out of the game, call St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services at 794-5000 for sports injury and treatment rehab.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Iowa. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
9:46, again, our thanks to John Perrin and the G-Man, Chris Whitaker, stopping in, talking about the merchants. Can't wait for it this summertime. It's going to be fun.
It is fun.
Looking forward to it, yeah.
It's one of the true great things, once again, with Carol in the summertime. By the way, thanks to Karen Phillips, commenting, said, yep. Can't wait for the merchant season. Karen, by the way, we're sorry we bashed your cowbells.
No, we're not.
I thought they added to the game.
They
weren't the really high-pitched ones, and every player to a T said they love them.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They're so used to playing in front of not very big crowds,
right.
And they love the crowds and the fact they're into it every pitch from the beginning.
I don't even hear them anymore, to be honest with you. It actually, if they're not there, I think I'd notice it, but it is a cool deal. It's actually worse is probably the music because it blares down on me so loud, but the cowbells are cool and the enthusiasm, that group that sits just down and to our right.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same group. They come, they're there. I get there early to set up, and they're there watching batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a crew that's there early every game, and boy, they have a lot of fun, and they usually get the crowd pretty stoked if they're playing well.
Yeah, they can turn the music down just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
How old do you guys get that you're complaining about how loud the music is?
And if everything would start on time, that would be great as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, the older you get. I realized when I was late when I went to a Boston concert one time. They started late, and it was too loud for me. And I'm like, wow, I need to stop going to concerts.
I think the biggest aspect, though, is they're going to change it to a 7-inning game during the week.
Yes.
That been the big comment.
Because
it was getting over at 10 o'clock, and I'm getting too old to be up at 10 o'clock and still go to work. So, but I think that's really big. And then we've always talked about the kids.
Yes.
The number of young kids down there and the job they do getting those kids and having the players interact with them. What a great, great event.
Yeah, you can start at 6:30 and be done easily by 9.
Yep. Yeah, and that'll help because a lot of times you see after about the 7th inning, some of the families would have to start to go because they were having to take
the kids
home.
Were not willingly leaving.
Yes, so that I think that'll be a really
they
nice
look like
change.
You leaving a bar.
I never go to the bar.
I was going to say, when does that ever happen? Never.
You have me confused.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Must have been me.
But that's a good deal, though, with the Booster Club and all of that.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A tremendous deal. So
and
we encourage
guys,
everybody to take advantage of that.
That group puts in more work than I think anybody realizes behind the scenes to get all this stuff
you and
ready
I have,
to go.
They've had multiple meetings, and we have to try to share an order for one of us to get there. I mean, they are on it. They've been on it. They started talking to me in December. So they have multiple groups working on this, and they stay on it. So it's going to be a really neat thing. I think the live stream this year will be enhanced. You know, we played with it last year. It was pretty complicated. I'm hoping our friends back there can make it simple.
The friends in the corner.
But they're a little smarter than all of us, so I'm afraid it's going to be really complicated because they make it look easy. But
it doesn't take much to be smarter than this three right here.
No, no. But I think it'll be fun, and really being able to at least live stream, if not broadcast, the away games will be a lot of fun too.
That will be a lot of fun. Are you doubting the intellectual capability in this room right here?
No, not
back in the corner. As long as they're here, we're okay.
Drake Relays, another great event coming up, and we're going to talk about that coming up next on Rewind.
As the athletes at your house prepare for hard work and fun of the season, remember that St. Anthony Rehab Services provides physical therapy for any sports injury that may sideline your member of the team. Sports injuries can plague kids of all ages and keep them from playing the sport they love. Athletes will be under the direct supervision of a certified and licensed healthcare professional in the newly renovated sports performance facility. If an injury is keeping your athlete out of the game, call St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services at 794-5000 for sports injury and treatment rehab.
It is KCIM Sports Rewind. Sports Director Jeff Blankman, Jeff Honnell, John Ryan along with you. Drake Relays is coming up Thursday and Friday. This is one of the truly great events. I don't care if you're talking about spring, summer, whatever season. Running on that blue track is something special about it.
It is. And as great as I think the state meet is, that's all high school kids. I think even the high school kids get excited about Drake because you get small college, you get big college. You know, for the kids around here, they're you know, especially the smaller schools, they're running against the 3A and 4A.
This
kids.
Is the elite.
This is the best of the best that make it down to the Drake Relay. So I think it's a lot of fun. It's amazing to me how many times you sit down there and you talk to a high school kid and you'll say, "So what are you looking forward to down here?" And they're like, they don't even mention competing themselves. It's watching the college athletes, you know, compete or throw or whatever they're going to be doing.
Those guys that have just taken it all the way up, I mean, several levels.
Yes.
You're going to see some of the best athletes in the country in track.
And you got Olympians that are there. I forget her name, the lady that was from Des Moines that was the great Olympian.
Lola Jones?
Lola Jones, you know, ran down there a lot. They always have Olympians down there. So, yeah, you get to see the elite athletes of the world getting to do it.
And they're treated so well.
Yes.
I mean, it's different at Drake than it is at State. I mean, they're treated like elite athletes, even as high schoolers. My daughter ran in that half marathon this weekend. They finished on the blue oval. They had the announcer in there. As soon as they made the turns, they run them backwards. As soon as they came on to what I call term three, and they went backwards and back straight, they would announce their names coming in, welcome back on the half marathon. So, I mean, it was cool. They had the board up, you know, wave it yourself. I mean, they know how to treat people at the Drake Relays, and it is an awesome experience if you've never been there.
Yeah.
There's a kid, I'll throw in my USD plug here real quick for this one. Chris Nielsen is his name. He's a pole vaulter, number one in the NCAA right now. The man is a super freak athlete.
Right.
I mean, and he goes to the University of South Dakota. You wouldn't think that's the high-profile place to do it, but they've got several pole vaulters in the top five, and hopefully they get to see him at Drake.
Go watch their warm-ups because they put a rubber band instead of a pole, so you get to see hit that and bounce that thing. They really get after it during warm-ups. Yeah. Is maybe more fun than the others.
Yeah, they're more aggressive with it, I think, during the warm-ups because, you know.
They can't knock it off.
They can't knock it off, yeah.
They get going. It's really fun.
That's fun. You're going to be down covering it on Friday. We got one local athlete on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, Ashley Onken from the Carroll Tigers is going to be throwing the discus on Friday at 4 o'clock. She'll be in the second flight and the sixth thrower. As of right now, I'm probably not going to end up going down on Thursday. I got a huge track meet down in Guthrie Center with a bunch of teams that I haven't seen yet this season, so I want to be able to get down there and watch that. But Friday and Saturday, both going to be really pretty big days. Friday gets underway right away at 8:15 in the morning. Josh Van Holzen from South Central Calhoun going to be running in the 100 at 10 hurdles. Almost immediately following that at 8:40 will be the 100-meter dash with Amos Rasmussen of IKM Manning. Then at 9:30, you'll have Kyle Berg from the Kemper Knights in the long jump. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning, you have South Central Calhoun boys distance medley with Josh Hinkinius, Jared Burks, Chase McAllister, and Spencer Moon. We then get a little bit of a break in Friday afternoon at 2:09. It'll be the 800 meters with Spencer Moon and Chase McAllister, of course, both of South Central Calhoun competing in that. Then you turn around on Saturday at 9:28 in the morning. You've got the Carroll girls in the 4x100 with Jada Snyder, Ella Collison, Taylor Moore, and Alex Klein. At about 10:03 that morning, you have the South Central Calhoun boys in the 4x100 with Mason Merkley, Josh Hinkinius, Chase McAllister, and Jared Burks. Then 1600 meters at about 4:30 on Saturday afternoon, Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun going to be competing in that. So this is the largest group that we've taken down to the Drake Relays.
In a long time.
Probably in 10 years or more.
So you're going to be down there filing reports on Friday.
Be down there. We'll be calling back with some updates on Friday. Let everybody know. I'll be tweeting things out. I'll try to get maybe the website up to date kind of as the day's going on as well. So
looks to be a pretty good day on Friday. Cloudy, lower 60s, about a 40% chance of light showers and breezy on Saturday. So Friday looks like the day.
It's Drake. If it's going to sprinkle, it's going to sprinkle.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thunderstorm.
Usually you get a really nice time and then a quick little thunderstorm bolts through and then
or you get one day where it's just kind of rainy and cloudy and kind of almost miserable all day,
but it's a beautiful place to be.
It's a great place. And let's talk local track, of course, as things get going here. Had a little more consistent basis for things to be going, so kids kind of getting a little more in season practice going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a couple of kids I wanted to mention, both young ladies from South Central Calhoun. Jade Ridgely has been doing a really good job for them in the 100 and 200, and Kaylin Ridgely in the long jump for them has been outstanding. Arweva is also kind of, they hadn't had a lot of meets early in the year, but they're now finally starting to get a few meets. Keegan Simon's doing really well in the high jump, and Derek Oyser doing very well in the hurdles, both the 110s and in the 400 hurdles. So those are some kids that we haven't really hit on much so far on Rewind over the last couple of weeks. Kemper girls soccer team off to a great start this year as well. Picked up a win last night over the Carroll Tigers, winning it. They're now 5-2 on the year, 5-0 last night. They've been playing really well. I had to tease Kayla Venter a little bit last night. I said, you know, this is the third soccer game that I've came to. First two, I didn't get a picture of you having to do anything because there wasn't any shots on goal. And stuff. Last night, she had to get a couple of shots on goal, so ended up getting a picture of her actually doing something a little bit last night. But their defense has been really good. Brooklyn Backey, Courtney Schinkelberg, Kenya Trausch have been outstanding for them. Mara Slattery on the offensive end as well. So they've been off to a good start. Kemper boys soccer playing well. They've got so many talented kids. They ended up defeating the Carroll Tigers last night. 8-0 was the final there. They've got so many different weapons. Their record really doesn't show how good they are. They got off to a slow start this year against some really good competition. Didn't quite have all their guys, but when watching them last night, really looks like they're kind of starting to round into what you thought they would be this year.
Yeah, when you miss a couple of games in there, that record can be very, very deceiving.
Absolutely. Some other teams, Carroll Boys Golf right now, golfing really, really well. The thing that's interesting is it's not like just one or two guys. It's the whole team. Everybody. Drew Munson's had great days. Drew Shirky, Tyler Tuning, Henry Sigebart, Jace Pettit, all those guys have had days where they've went out and shot really well. So it's not like one or two guys kind of leading them every single night. They shot really well over at Denison Slushwig yesterday. The Kemper boys finished just behind them, one stroke behind them. So they've had a good year going so far this year. Dawson McDermott has really, really shot well for them. Well, Scharfenkamp has shot well for them. Mentioning soccer, I need to jump back to the Carroll boys here real quick. Jang's had a really good year in goal for him. And people are going to look and go, well, they gave up 8 last night. He wasn't in the goal for part of last night and stuff, and they struggled a little bit when he wasn't there. He's a difference maker, and the reason why I bring him up, there's been some conversations. I know it's not a sport that he probably wants to go on and play college, but here's a young guy that we've talked about. Yeah. He's going to probably try to play basketball somewhere, but I think he could be a really good cornerback. He's a lockdown defensive back. There's a kid out of Fort Dodge that was one of the leading receivers in the state that's going on to play college. Last year he held him to one catch, 13 yards total, in the game. He just shuts guys down. And then
Radius he's got. You can't throw the ball over the top of him.
No, and great recovery speed and athleticism, and I think he could be a goalie somewhere. I honestly do. Few of us were having that conversation last night. So here you got to get a young guy right here in our local area that could potentially play three different sports at the next level, which says a lot about his athleticism and his abilities.
How tall is Jang?
6'3", 6'4".
6'4"?
Yeah, you don't really see goalies that tall.
No, yeah, probably not. I don't know. Yeah, but he is. He's got great anticipation. Reacts really well, and with those long arms. Yeah, and the athleticism he has. So just wanted to mention him. A couple other golfers that are doing really well right now. You got Kyler Rasmussen down at ICAM. Manning's been off to a great start this year. He's been their medalist every time. And Brett Sharp really starting to come on for the ESAC Raiders, a few guys that we hadn't talked about yet this year. And then certainly want to mention we've got some kids that are heading off to college to play at the next level that announced last week. Lane Lawson from the Audubon Wheelers heading to Co. To play football. And Stephen Grimm from Buena Vista, or heading to Buena Vista from IK Manning also to play football. So been trying to catch up with everybody that I can to get video interviews with everybody that's signing. I can't make all of the signing day. Sometimes the kids don't let me know. I didn't know Lane was signing yet, so I'll try to catch them maybe at a track meet or some kind of an athletic event and get those video interviews posted with them as they go. I know I still got to get caught up with Tiana Jansen over at Glidden-Ralston yet, too. So,
you know, when you spoke to Buena Vista University, there used to be a pipeline of athletes that went
from
to Buena Vista from this area.
Yes.
You didn't see that as much, so nice to see that.
Switch to Morningside
again.
Morningside, Northwestern, Briarcliff,
the
Dort,
G-Pack.
The G-Pack conferences are now kind of dominating this area. Yeah,
yeah, nice to see that that connection back to Buena Vista University up there. So,
yep.
All right, thanks so much. That's KCIM Sports Rewind for this week. Catch a podcast available on our website at 1380kcim.com. The live stream video is available on our Facebook page and the Johnston Communications page. Our thanks to Jason and Chelsea for stopping in and podcasting a Rewind this morning on KCIM.